Today is the second day, 31 days ablaze in the sight of God, in the presence of Christ. Listen, change is possible. Change is possible no matter what the fears, no matter what the failures, no matter what the sins. Change is possible. Things can turn around. Even this incredible word, metanoia, repent, it has the clear call just to turn completely around. Turn out of failure, turn out of sin, turn out of fear, the things that cripple us, the things that damage us, and embrace the Savior whose grace is great, whose grace is awesome. Don't forget, my friends, we are before the throne of grace, where we can receive mercy and grace. God wills it. God wills it, God gives it, God delights in it. This is the joy of God to bring His grace and His mercy. Listen, without that, we would be crippled, we would be stagnated, we would be, well, even spiritually dead. Listen to the words of God in the book of Revelation chapter 2. To the angel of the church in Sardis write, these are the words of him who holds the seven spirits of God and the seven stars. I know your deeds. I know your deeds. You have a reputation of being alive, but you are dead. Wake up. Strengthen what remains that is about to die. For I have not found your deeds complete in the sight of my God. Remember, therefore, what you have received and heard. Obey it and repent. In this entire local church, at once, God is speaking to it and invading and calling it. And listen, it's a spiritual assessment. It really is. And if you and I will allow the Lord to speak into our lives and bring a spiritual assessment, it is best to let Him search us and to see if there's damage, if there's sin, if there's rottenness of soul that we have let into our lives, if there are lies, if there are fears that have crippled us. If we were once alive, but now dead. Now that's the very frank words of Christ. They had a reputation of being alive. We can all live on a reputation. What we once were. We can all live on what we'd like to be. A dream of a future you. A memory of a past you that once was maybe on fire for Christ and did great things for God. But what occurred? What happened? Was it Satan that came and barked down your throat and stole things? Was it the old flesh that tempted and you yielded and gave back and became a slave? Was it the world? Was it somebody else? Where did the bitterness come from? Oh, it's a root. It can grow up, not only defiling you, but defile others. If God was to say to me or to you, but you are dead. You are dead. Could you imagine a believer in Christ in whom God the Holy Spirit lives? Dead. The blood of Jesus has washed all sin, but dead. The gift of eternal life dwells in them, but dead. The feelings of the love of Christ, but dead. I'm extremely, extremely glad that Christ did not stop with just that phrase, you are dead. He goes on, because change is possible, because weaknesses can be turned into strength, because we can grow more and more powerful. We can go from victory to victory, strength to strength, glory to glory. If the Spirit of God speaks into our hearts today that we are dead, don't forget the very next two words. Jesus says simply, wake up. Wake up. Have you ever been sleeping? I've had that happen when my little daughter would come in when she was 3 and 4 and pat me on the face. Wake up, Daddy. Wake up. There I was sleeping, not able to talk to her or listen to her. And so she'd pat me on the face. Wake up. And here now is Christ patting us, speaking to us. Here is now God. Here is now the singularity of infinity. Here is the living Christ, God Almighty. Wake up. Why? Because you can. Why? Because change is possible. Why? Because sin can be taken care of. Why? Because fears can be dissolved. Why? Because sin can be washed and the empowerment of the dynamic of the Spirit of God can be yielded to, and victory can be felt once again, stronger than ever, more awake than ever, more fruitful than ever. Great things wait for you. Great things wait for you. But only when you wake up. Look full in His wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of His glory and grace. That's like the old hymn. If God is saying, but you are dead, but you are dead, but you are dead, now listen to Him. But wake up, wake up, wake up. Strengthen what does remain and is about to die. Inside the listener right now, you, my dear friend, in the presence, that immediacy of Christ, the unbroken presence. Jesus didn't forsake His broken, crippled church at Sardis. He gave them a spiritual assessment. He told them where they really were. That's why we got to speak the truth to ourselves. We got to take the Word of God and speak it into our lives. I had a friend one time, rode motorcycles together in the backwoods as kids. He one time veered off the path and struck a fence and wrecked. He knew that he got hurt all over the place, but the first thing he did was drag himself over to his motorcycle and look at his face in the mirror to make sure his face was not cut up and his face was not bleeding. He looked into the mirror. Listen, when you're reading the Word of God, you're looking into this incredible mirror of the Word. You're looking into the Word of God to let God speak to you as you really are. God doesn't lie, doesn't play a game, doesn't manipulate, it's not a facade, it's not a fake flattery to get you to like Him. God tells you what the problem is and what the answer is. He tells you about the sin, but He reveals overwhelming grace. He tells you about the failure, but reveals overwhelming future. Right now in the sight of God. Right now in the sight of God. Take spiritual assessment. Where are you? As a believer in Christ, where are you? Winning any souls? Getting any answers to prayer? Feeling the fire of the Spirit of God in the midst of worship? When's the last time you just opened up there by yourself, raised your arms in the presence, the unceasing, the unbroken, the immediate presence of the living Christ, and just said, I love You. I praise You. Awesome is My God. I ascribe greatness and power and glory and might to You, Savior and Lord. Christ in me, the hope of glory. Temple of the Spirit of God. You ever read in the book of Philippians, chapter 1, verse 6, being confident of this, He who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion to the day of Christ. God's not done with you. Satan has lied as you lie there in the dust of sin's aftermath, of failure's fake voice, of fear's stifling pressure. Jesus says, wake up. Wake up in his presence. Look full in his wonderful face. Surrender every single thing to him. And I want to say that in this spiritual assessment, there's one incredible thing you can do. Story of a big old Indian man goes to church, stands in the pews with all the people, listens to the worship, listens to the prayers, listens to everything going on. It's offering time, and the ushers come by with the offering plate, and as they come to his side, they go to hand him the offering plate. His arms are crossed, he's standing tall. He looks at the usher and says, lower it. And the usher looks at him and lowers the plate a few inches. The Indian looks back and again says, lower it. And the usher lowers it further. And the Indian says, once again, lower it. And the usher is frustrated, so he lowers it down to his waist. And the Indian says, lower it. And then the usher is frustrated and lays it on the ground. Then the Indian stepped into the offering plate. I'll tell you more about that tomorrow. This is Russ Dizdar, Shatter the Darkness. I'm with you. 31 days ablaze. Christ, to his glory, for your goodness.